fuck's going on?
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingBooks.com.
What broke him down? Was it
the body punching? I was hitting him with body punching. I heard him actually, he was crying in there.
You were saying your big group crying when you hit him? Yes. When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingBooks.com.
So that you knew you had him by that
absolutely
time.
Absolutely, I knew you were cuffing, you were taking those punches.
Making
women's
dresses like,
oh, oh, oh. Let's go, champ. Good morning, TBV. Yes, another glorious Thursday. And don't be fooled, even though this is a spontaneous morning edition, we still will be back with our regularly scheduled Thursday show. So you can join us at 7 p.m. Eastern Time as we preview and predict all this weekend's fights, and there are dozens. So don't forget to tune in. If you're just joining the live stream, don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. We're here to discuss a possible fight on the horizon. I'm even shocked to be discussing this because this is a heavyweight that I actually know very well. He's East Coast based. Here in the U.S., he trains, I believe, in Jersey City, but lives in New York. And I've watched him spar on numerous occasions. And his name is Zelial Big Bang Zhang. I like to just call him Zilly Zhang Bang. But I had no clue he had history with Joshua. But there has been an article released today in the wee hours of the morning. A sit down with Zilly Zhang. And he's basically thrown his name in the hat. And that's about it. All right. So anything moving forward will be kind of speculation. Because this is Big Bang that wants to fight with the big cash cow and Anthony Joshua. And guess what? Everyone does. Now, what we're here to discuss is Mr. Zelial Big Bang Zhang a big enough name that could entice Anthony Joshua to get into negotiations with him before the winner of a Fury Wilder? So, if you're interested in talking about this, you know the number to call in and give us your opinion is going to be 1-425-569-5241. The number doesn't change every morning. Just press 1 time to voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline. You could also call us internationally, anywhere in the U.S., doesn't matter, anywhere outside the U.S., download the Skype app or on both Android and iPhone, and just add Nestor Gibbs on Skype and be part of the conversation. I'm going to head on out to my co-host, Mike Gross.
I speak it, believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. I can't say it enough. I speak it, believe it.
Two attempts, handed bands over. Sicko hit, shot and miss. Two to stand over.
Turn up.
Red runner, huh? Look who in the building. Let me check my Instagram. I might be at a million.
And I'm in.
Yo, what's going on, TBV family? We're back with another one. Zilly Zhang Bang Bang, your mama or something like that. What, how you say his name? Zilly Zhang, but whatever his name is, he's a guy that has history with Anthony Joshua and the Olympics. And it seems like he's throwing his hat in the ring for maybe a Anthony Joshua payday or even lure Anthony Joshua to China. So let me get his name right. Zelial Big Bang Zhang. Yeah, I can't say that shit, Jeffrey. I'm sorry. But anyway, the guy looks fucking huge. How tall is he?
Zaleh Song. We will have to look it up, brother. I'll give you those statistics.
I know he's about 6'7", 6'8", I think he said on Bosh Rick.
I mean, look, like I said, I've watched him spar.
I mean, yeah, you've been there with him. So, I mean.
Yeah. I watched him spar Adam when I actually sparred one of the dudes he beat coming up. But, yeah, I watched him spar Adam Wanaki. I watched him spar Big Baby. He's good. He's a southpaw. I know that Jay Diaz, the trainer of Wilder and Wilder, wanted him. But he was in China when they were preparing for the Luis Ortiz fight. They even asked me, you know, to get, Zelayo's or Zhang. Let's just call him Zhang, man.
Call him Big Bang. Shit. Yeah. His nickname.
Yeah, when they asked me to get Big Bang's number, you know, so I got it for them or whatever. And they reached out. They were going to come, but, you know, Big Bang was in China. And then the fight got, you know, it got postponed because of the whatever.
Now, one thing that does, like, stick out to me, the guy's 35 years old.
He is. They're bringing him along very slow. I'll say that, but I'm assuming it was for something like this. I'm assuming it was to keep him undefeated long enough to get a big fight. And like you said, this is who he has history with, right? Like,
yes.
So we know that Bob Arum has had a lot of success in China with Zhu Shiming.
Him too.
With Zhu Shiming, and now he's having tremendous success in Japan with Ryota Murata. You know, a little Google search will show that other people have linked Joseph Parker to Big Bang. Seems, you know, he's quite popular in China, but you know, around here, we like to give you U.S. numbers. And I've been following him ever since he sparred Wanaki, Adam, who's probably number 9 in the WBC right now. And, bro, he's only got 1,800 followers. Like,
okay. Let me give you a quote from Barry Hearn that I just found in this article. When pertaining to a Big Bang, he says, we're 2 years away from saying we could sell out the Bird's Nest in China. I don't know what the Bird's Nest mean, but anyway. And he said this on May 2016. I think Joshua's going to be a global figure, and therefore I've got to give him a global platform. I was in Shanghai last week, and we were talking. As soon as you show people pictures of Joshua knocking someone out, they get excited. So, I mean, that just goes to, like, what Barry Hearn been saying. I mean, they have a 6-year or a 8-year plan for Joshua that, I mean, and he said it himself that he could care less if Joshua even fights Wilder, for that matter, because they have a plan already mapped out. I mean, so this could be one of those figures in their plan. I mean, it's a guy that they have history with, and China is, I think, one of the most populated countries in the world. So that kind of draw over there is amazing.
Absolutely. And remember that Big Bang lost to Joshua on points. It was about a 4-point difference, 15 to 11 in the quarterfinals of the London 2012 Olympic Games. But Big Bang is also a silver medalist in the 2008 Olympics. So he's been around, you know. It's not that, oh, he's 35. It's like kind of like the Ortiz thing. You know what I mean? 19 fights, 35, where Luis Ortiz wasn't 35, but, you know, up in age, but still very skilled. Now, we can't say that about Big Bang only because we haven't seen him on TV. And, you know, you go through his record, he's really fought no one of note. But the same could be said for Luis Ortiz until he started to get his opportunities and signed to a big promoter. Now, the main issue that I see is, it's like a gift and a curse, right? Big Bang is signed to Roc Nation, and he extended in January. So that's what I mean by gift and a curse. Like, it may be a gift in the sense that it'll be very easy for Eddie Hearn and Joshua to do business with Roc Nation, being as though they have nothing and can offer their fighters nothing, so they must take
them. Mean, don't Roc Nation like consistently overpay their fighters, though? Cotto, Ward.
I don't know anything about that. You're talking about two fighters that were damn near, you know, the brand ambassadors of the boxing department. That boxing department has fell apart. The Roc Nation do any shows. Like right now, Junior Johan, who fought on Showbox, is fighting this Saturday, and no one knows. You know, and that's crazy because his last fight was what, a draw on Showbox, but it was still entertaining. He was letting his hands go. I'm talking about the guy with the pink hair. You know what I mean?
Plus, okay.
Plus you know, Zelayo Big Bang Zhang is fighting Saturday, and no one knows.
Because why do you think that Roc Nation like gets such a bag of rap in boxing? I thought
they don't get a bag of rap. They just made poor choices. They aligned themselves with Gary Shaw. I almost forgot his name. I'm about to call him Gary Stark. Gary Shaw, and like he's not even in business no more. You know, Gary Shaw was like Shaw Promotions or something. Like, it's crazy that he's not around. He used to get mad HBO dates too.
So Roc Nation is not a promotional company. It's like more of a management company.
They are a promotional company, but they have no television deals. They got no television deals for Big Bang. They got something called Fight Nights, which streams in China or something and is in 40 countries,
Facebook
but
too.
I never seen that shit. You know, and if they talking about Fight Nights that Tuesday's fights, yesterday's fights were on. If yesterday's fights were on that same fight, man, they better get the fuck out of here. That's a one phone tripod that I be watching when I watch them Bethlehem fights. They better get out of here with that garbage. Unless they send me a link of some better shit, they are bugging.
I'm telling you, hey, anybody who's listening, bro, if you ain't checked out that Tuesday night fights on YouTube, that main event, oh my fucking God. And I'm just going to say that.
So, Mr. Bang, Big Bang, is he's actually fighting an American from New York, New Rochelle, but they're bringing him to China. So, that's what we're here to say, like, he's obviously a draw in China because he keeps going back, right? Like, he just had about 6 fights here in the U.S., but before that, he had a fight in China. And before that, one in the U.S., before that, a fight in China. Then about 4 more in the U.S., but one in China. Like, he's making sure to keep his fan base happy out there, but none of these are significant fights or high-level fights, you know what I mean?
I would say the most famous person on his resume right now that I'm looking at is Curtis Harper, the guy who walked out of the ring. He's the most notable.
Exactly, but he did at least stop him before Curtis Harper did all that weird shit, you know? So, yeah. I don't know. Can he entice Joshua to China?
Does he even deserve a shot?
Well, that's the whole point. It's not about deserving, right? If you're Barry Hearn, and you're already saying we don't want to face Joshua right now, we got a plan, and Joshua told me he wants to be a billion-dollar fighter, the first billion-dollar fighter, well, then what do? You go rake that bag in. Especially now that, you know, Fury Wilder have these rematch rumors, no?
I mean, it probably have to wait to after Wembley, since they already got a date for Wembley. But I mean, yeah, you got to start doing these kind of things. If you guys not like serious about fighting Wilder, I mean, you're gonna have to start traveling, fighting guys like him. And what's a guy that just knocked out?
You're saying, and I know this is a real stretch. This is a real stretch right here. But you're saying, oh, it's gonna have to be after Wembley.
All right, this guy right here for Zizang, yeah, you wouldn't want to put him in Wembley against Joshua because nobody knows who the fuck this guy is.
Yeah, cool, but like, do you have to really do it in Wembley?
No, I'm saying,
It's September, bro.
Oh, like, shit.
The money's big enough. You can't get Joshua to China in January. Like, it's September right now. You got all of October, all of November, all of December.
Joshua has turned into the Mayweather of boxing.
Yeah.
He's only fight. That's why a year.
See Mayweather come back on an August date that he's never used because the money was so big.
Exactly. I mean, if, bruh, I mean, to be honest with you, I don't think you, I mean, you can, but it'll be a lot for Eddie Hearn to like try to put together for a January or a December date. I just don't see it being feasible.
I hear you. I mean, look, again, hey, you could get Dillian White in April, and then all of a sudden, you know, Joshua goes global, and he's gone, and he's in China's next fight, you know? And, that's- and
what's the guy that what's the guy that just knocked out Amir Mansour?
Kuzma.
I thought his name was Hargovic or something like that.
You're talking about the other dude. I thought you meant the dude that had the win over Mansour and then the win over Price. You're talking about the dude that just beat Mansour recently, like in Russia somewhere.
Yeah, I'm about to look him up right now.
Definitely with a G. I can't give you the name. I mean, an H.
Yeah. Felipe Hrgović, whatever his name. And that'd be like, never mind. He's only 6-0. I thought he was fucking more than that. Just trying to find people like for Joshua to like, if they're gonna do this fucking global world tour, I mean, you're gonna have to have people that
so like those guys you're mentioning, they don't come with a country and the backing of Big Bang, right? Like,
exactly.
And again,
yeah.
And again, Big Bang has to prove that, because if you go to the article, he's talking crazy like that, right? He says China has a top China has a top market and great business opportunities, said Zhang, who is based in New York City, but still occasionally fights back in China. He always fights in, and I quote, he always fights in the UK. If he doesn't want to take the chance and fight in China, we should fight in the US. Chinese fans are starting to follow professional boxing a lot. Plus, China has a great atmosphere for boxing. I'm the only heavyweight people want to follow in China. I got a lot of fans from China asking me when my fight will be and what my training looks like. People want to know about me. This is one of my biggest motivations. So then obviously, you know, you've already let them know that Barry Hearn was interested in this back in 2016. But yeah, man, I don't know. I think I think he's far off from this becoming any sort of truth.
I think he's far off for being a U.S. Fight. He should be in England or should be in China. If you put it here in the U.S., I mean, it's not going to draw the attention unless you stacked on the card. But real quick, we got a super chat from Eric Cruz. TBV in the morning. Like, comment, subscribe, guys, and smash that thumbs up button for us too. Helps with the ability of the show.
So
Kaz says AJ is a real paper champ.
Closing quote, he says, I'm ready to step up and fight the best out there. I'm just waiting for my promoter to negotiate and work together internally to approach that goal. That sounds odd. Work together internally. I don't know. Maybe they're having issues. But he says, I'm targeting all the belts. I believe in order to be the best, I have to beat the best. Now everyone is saying that Joshua is the best fighter, so I will go against him to get those belts. Ending quote. Again, this is just guy wanting a shot, right? Like, how real is this? This guy hasn't even gotten a television deal from HBO, from Showtime. And these are networks, not even DAZN. These are networks that are invested in heavyweights. Why hasn't anyone signed them?
I mean, now you met him or whatever, and you see the spar.
What I mean is, why haven't they signed them to a TV deal? Because obviously,
Is
you know,
how did he fare against Kornacki and Big Baby Miller? Did he hold his own? Did he look good? I know it's sparring.
He looked good. If sparring is fighting, he's ready.
Okay.
I'm not saying beat either one of them, because especially with Wanata, that shit was like back and forth. You know what I'm saying? If anything, I told my friends and, you know, even Wanaki, like, yo, why the fuck you standing there? Like, move your head. Like, you just, they was just bang. You hit me, I hit you. There was two southpaws, you know what I'm saying? But Zhang is taller. Zhang is longer. Zhang digs to the body. Zhang has a great uppercut. No, look, he's not no bum. He ain't no bum by any stretch. Okay. I just think that he's with Roc Nation. I think that that is the issue. I think that if any legitimate promoter like a Bob Arum, a Eddie Hearn, Heyman Boxing LLC, get with him and put him on TV, kind of like they're doing FA, kind of like they did Areola in the beginning, you know what I mean? People will get behind him because he's big and he's doing his thing. He's not like the dude that David Haye beat, you know, Valueg, where he's just like tall and sluggish. Yeah. You know, and this guy's a southpaw. I'm telling you, he's got a very good straight left and, you know, that uppercut.
And you know what? I take that back about not fighting in America. I just thought about something. A couple of years back, this Chinese basketball player, his name was Jeremy Lin. He just had the whole New York on fire. He played with the Knicks for like maybe a half a season or like a whole season, and they just like fell in love with him. So you start seeing like the Asian American community come out and like at the games and have his jersey on support. So if this guy could like get his name out there in the Asian American community,
he's in the right place. New York City, think about Canal Street, bro. Like, think about Manhattan. There's mad Asians out there. Like, he's just got to be appealed to them. And look, getting a fight with Joshua will do that. At 19-0, it's a fight that Joshua doesn't have to worry about losing, but he, again, is fulfilling his plan, destiny, and legacy by expanding globally. And for Bang, you know, it's the perfect opportunity because it will expand him. I mean, I wouldn't do it now if I'm him because I think, you know, with his height and the fact that he's a southpaw, he has a legitimate chance at being a champion in the division.
Why would you do it down there, though? I mean, you're 35 years old, though.
Yeah, but you're 35 with no in-ring experience on the level pro, on the level as a pro. And that's, again, I think that's only because of who he signed with. They can't get him, you know, in Areola. They can't get him. Fred Cassidy, you know what I mean? They can't buy those mediocre names that will move him along, like a Dave Allen, right? Like, Dave Allen ain't no world beater, but enough people seen him that if you put Zilly Zhang, it's like, oh yeah, he beat Dave Allen, the White Rhino, you know what I'm saying?
Leroy Thomas.
Oh yeah, he beat Amir Mansour, you know what I'm saying? But he can't even get those names. He can't even get 44-year-old Mansour. You know what I'm saying? He can't even get fucking Fred Cassidy. So they gotta, you know, it's boxing, bro. It's just so fucking whack. I wish we had our own Dana White. It's just the bottom line, bro.
Yeah, make anyway, the fight.
I'm not going to go back and forth. I think we've exasperated this topic enough. You got any final thoughts?
I want to see him in action and see what kind of skills that he possesses.
He's fighting tomorrow, bro. No, excuse me. He's fighting the 29th. He's fighting the 29th. So is Junior Johan. They're fighting here in Brooklyn. You know, I wish I could clone myself and go to all these different events, right? Because
will it be televised, like on Facebook, YouTube?
Hell if I know, kid. You know, this is what I'm saying, Roc Nation. You know, I don't understand these people that they sign to these little promoters. You know what I mean? Like, and I ain't taking no shots at Real Deal Holyfield, but like, even Holyfield, has he gotten any of his fighters on TV? Like, last I checked, you know, Toka Khan is a Holyfield fighter. He's getting on TV because of the Zone wanting that title from him. So, like, you know what I mean? They got a good kid by the name of Gibbs or Briggs. It's like Justin. It's like Justin Briggs, Justin Gibbs. I've watched that kid spar. He's trained by Joel Judah, the father of Zab Judah. You know what I'm saying? These are the type of things you get when you win the gyms. But, bro, like, y'all never going to see him. By the time y'all see him, forget about it. Even in Big Baby's gym, like I'm posting videos now. So head on over to youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice and click that notification bell. There's a lot of DAZN prospects. We got Nicosia Solomon, the DAZN American heavyweight from Brooklyn, New York. We put up some 2 week out footage for him. His fight's October 6th. Rashad Mati, Albanian Mexican. He has the killer left hook, something to watch. Very good speed. Technically, very sound, he looks like. You know what I mean? He looks very sound. We'll see as they progress. The one I haven't even been able to bring to you guys is Nikita Baby, man. That's the fucking one I want. But he's, I keep missing.
That's the white guy. Yeah, okay.
White chocolate. He got mad swag. But it looks like Rashad Mati is the popular one. And we got some Big Baby new footage up there. We got a Big Baby signed glove. I want to shout out my boys Rick and Baldy for, you know, staying with me. Neil, where you at? Holla at me, baby. I got what you need. You know what I mean? Like, staying with me. Look, it's difficult sometimes to get to that post office, but I always double up and catch up on the amount of gloves I have to send my top Patreon. So never fret, baby. Ness keeps it there. Look, I'm staring at a pack of shit. Like I said, I just got a Big Baby for you. You know, there's dozens of autographed gloves here. So, yeah, man, head on over to patreon.com/TheBoxingVoice. Sign up, be part of the movement. Continue to support your favorite team as they hit the ground. Me and Mike soon will be on a road trip. We're going to do Boston with Billy Joe Saunders and Demetrius Andre. Then we're going to truck it all the way from Boston down the South Coastline to motherfucking Washington, D.C. It's going to be about a 9-hour trip from Boston to Washington. And we're going to go see Jarrett Hurd, you know, the unified 154-pound junior middleweight, the WBO.
I got to get that.
No, it's IBF. He's the IBF and the WBA and the IBO champion.
Yes, yes.
But yeah, man, I am your host, Ness Diggins. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NessGTO. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Click that notification bell. We're back at 7 p.m. Eastern for our regularly scheduled Thursday preview and prediction time. You want to call in and tell us who's going to win this weekend fights? Well, 7 p.m. Eastern time is the time to do it. Mike.
Yo, yo. You can follow me on Twitter at Gross2312 or on IG at Gross1911. Ready to see what this Big Bang guy got in store, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully, we'll get to see him on TV one of these days. And a big shout-out to Jerry Hurd. And if you guys don't forget, November 30th, Fan Appreciation Night in L.A. The venue will be coming later, but
announced. We're working out all the kinks and details. But definitely by October 10th, we're going to have a clear indication of what time Wilder will be showing up to the party.
Yes.
Let me see here. We got that looks like a new caller.
Okay. Well, also,
I mean, I'm just making sure before I end the show, 267 in Philly, you didn't press one, so you're just listening, right? If you don't press one, that means you're just listening. You were saying also what?
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit, he did press one.
Okay, let him go.
He didn't know. He had to press one. 267 in Philly. Where are you calling in from? What's your name? First time caller.
Hold on. Can we get him a first time caller intro?
No, we don't know. Are you first time caller?
Nah, this is not my first time calling. Nuts, what's good with you?
What's up? New number?
Yeah, this is my new. This is a new joint. But yeah, I'm calling out of North Side of Philadelphia. You know me, I'm a huge boxing fan. I love the show. Love what you guys got going on. But I really want to talk about Anthony Joshua. Can we do that one time?
Do your thing.
This is Joshua.
Listen, right? All right, I used to be a huge Joshua fan when he started coming up. I used to be a huge Joshua fan. Now, I was always a Deontay Wilder fan. I love the knockouts. I mean, he always bring an explosive fight. But is it safe to say that Joshua is just not going to fight this guy? Like, is it safe to say that he's just not, like, that's going to be the Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao. It's going to happen, but it's not going to happen for years down the line. Is it safe to say that?
I mean, yeah, I can see that. I can see that happening. I'm never going to say he's not going to fight him. They're going to fight him on their terms at their time.
but on who turns, because we went 3 months when we thought the fight was going to actually take place next. Like, we went 3 months. Like, that was corny. I didn't like that at all. I'm thinking, you know, especially when you following these guys on Instagram and, you know, Joshua posting stuff like watch and doing homework on Wilder. I'm like really looking forward to the fight. I'm thinking that's next. He chose to fight Povetkin, which in my eyes, Povetkin was a good fight, but he was a smaller guy. So it was like nothing he could really do once Wilder wanted to end the fight. I mean, once Anthony wanted to end the fight. But I want to see that Anthony Joshua and Deontay Wilder fight next at Wembley. I don't know who the Asian guy is. No, I want to see Deontay Wilder and Anthony Joshua.
Well, all right, brother. What you said your name was?
I'm AJ, calling out of North Philadelphia.
AJ, gotcha. You said or?
Or I would like to see... I would like to see Big Baby and Deontay Wilder. I'm a huge Big Baby fan. I think Big Baby got what it takes. The only thing that's going to, you know, that's going to stop him is if he don't move that head.
Well,
you move that head, you can't be no sitting duck.
Well, AJ, thanks for calling in. And I'll say this, man. The other thing that can stop him is the fact that he's got one more fight left on that DAZN contract. Luckily for you guys, me and Big Baby pretty cool. So I'm staying close to that so that we could get, you know.
So he signed the two fight deal with his own?
Two fight deal. Okay. Two fight deal.
I know he's trying to get that WBA regular, so
yeah, man. He's adamant about that. Listen, I got his little comeback at Dillian White. I ain't get the post yet because, you know.
I know. I've been waiting on it, too. I heard you say something about it the other day. I've been waiting on it to see what he had to say.
Yeah, man. Nah, it was good. It was good. But, yeah, let me get to the Skype caller real quick. Solomon, talk to me.
What's going on, Solomon?
Solomon, unmute yourself. Unmute yourself.
Speak it, believe it, receive it.
Okay. Mr. Solomon.
He ain't feeling it today.
All right. We got, oh boy. Now we're getting callers. We play the outro. We supposed to be out, though.
They woke up, man. It's a shit.
Calling in now.
They on that mic time. You feel me? They on that mic time, 9:30, 9:45. We up.
Like, hold up. Don't hang up on me. Let me see who we got here. We got Jesus Jesus in L.A. Talk to me.
Hey, what's up? Yo, I think the last caller was right. I think it should I hope it happens sooner than later. Anthony Joshua Wilder.
So there's no way that you would accept a fight with Zane Big Bang if the Wilder and Fury have a rematch clause? You wouldn't accept him going to China and fighting this guy?
Yeah, I'll accept that. Most likely that's what's going to happen. You know what I mean?
And do you think that this will propel Joshua to being like a global brand? Much more than just a UK-based fighter.
I don't know. I don't see him fighting top names like Wilder, I guess. You know what I mean?
I mean, he's been fighting some good guys. He fought Parker. He fought Povetkin. He fought Klitschko. He fought Takium. And the only reason he fought Takium because the guy Pulev pulled out.
Yeah, but... But it seems like he's not fighting guys the fans want him to fight. You know what I mean? Like Wilder. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's the only fight fans really want to fight. But, and you know, just like Errol Spence and Terrence Crawford, just like Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather, those big fights take time.
Yeah, I mean, I would like to see him versus Tyson Fury as well, you know?
Yeah, that'd be a good one, but. The way Tyson and Frank was talking, I don't think that they'll be close to a deal ever.
Yeah, whether Tyson loses to Wilder once or twice, I think we'll still want to see Tyson versus Joshua. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah. All those need to mix it up. But listen, Jesu, thanks for calling in. That's no different than like Porter losing to Thurman, but we still wanted to see him fight Danny. Like,
exactly.
We still want to see you fight. We're going out to a new caller. Are you a new caller? If you are, let us know. 301-943.
301-943. Yeah, yeah. What's up? Can you hear me?
First time caller?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to go ahead and play this first time caller intro. Let the world know your name, where you're calling from, and you can get right into your opinion.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
Mike Biggs, boxing from the DMV.
Mike.
Oh, Mike Biggs. You be in the chat. Okay.
Yes, sir. What's up, Mike? What's up, Ness?
What's going on, brother?
I'm chilling, man. I've been a long time listening, man. But recently, Big Mike, man, I've been listening to you, man. I think you kind of biased. I come to you with no disrespect, though, Mike. I respect everything you do.
I feel you, bro. I feel you. Hey, none taken, big homie, none taken. But go ahead and tell me how I'm kind of biased, though.
Well, I mean, you kind of one-sided on the wrong side sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Some of your views is on point, but, you know, other views you got, man, I just don't be I can't agree with it.
But like what?
Your take on Keith Thurman, your take on, what's his name, Bud Crawford.
What I say about Keith Thurman?
Stuff like that. I meant to say Bud Crawford, not Keith.
I mean, you know, we all got our favorite fighters, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, just, and this is a show, so I got to add some entertainment value to it. So, there you go.
Exactly. But you know, my thing on you know, Errol Spence is one of my favorite fighters. But
now we're getting down to it. Yes! Now we're breaking the ice. Okay. Now I feel you now, but Mike, I feel you now.
I'm not really worried about anybody's resume. I don't care about resume. Resume, you know, don't mean really nothing to me. But when it comes down, when it boils down to it, man, Bud ain't got, he cannot beat Errol Spence Jr. in the ring, man. Not at all. I don't care what he do. Because Errol Spence going to do is walk his ass down and
cut off. Flat-footed right there. He going to walk him down, right? He going to walk him down. Have you ever seen Terrence Crawford get tired in a boxing ring? The movement going to be too much, bro. I'm telling you. That movement he got going to be too much. Look at him. He started laughing.
Hey, I appreciate y'all letting me call him. I appreciate y'all letting me call in, man, and I know y'all about to end the show and all, but I just wanted to come in and you know, so y'all can hear my voice. And I do have a YouTube channel called Mike Biggs Boxing. Y'all want to like and subscribe, and I'll definitely be listening to y'all all the time.
All right,
and thank you for calling in, bro, and like letting me know about myself better than all the other people in the chat, like Bayside Boxing and fucking Wayne and all those people. Thank you for calling in and having some cojones.
Yeah, man. Thanks for calling in. Hope you keep calling in, brother. And good luck with the growth of your channel. We're going to move on to some other callers. Looks like we got T-Dub in St. Louis. What up? T-Dub.
Are we there?
You're there.
Hey, man, guys, you guys know how I do it, man. I'm at work, so I had to slide away real quick. All right, man, I want to touch on, I think you guys said something about Anthony Joshua fighting the guy from Asia becoming a global star, right?
Absolutely.
Not that we agree with that. Not that we agree with that.
Just narrative.
That's it. Yeah, you know, that's what the Zelayo Big Bang Zhang believes, that if Joshua wants to be a global star, well, then he possesses a big market in China.
I mean, here's the thing. If you didn't have the fight that people want to see, the Wilder out there, and there was no real threat, there was only mediocre fighters, then maybe. But I think the situation is different than Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather, because they had other people they could have fought. That 147 division was always huge, just like the it's big now with Terrence Crawford and Errol Spence. See, they can always kind of tease it and have, you know, the Devon Alexander, the Victor Ortiz, and all of these other guys that can be competitive. But the heavyweight division is not that deep yet. You know what I'm saying? So it's not going to be as acceptable to just go and fight somebody in Asia. They still like, hey, why are you not fighting Wilder? There's only really three big names in heavyweights. That's what we want to see. So is it going to make him a global star by doing so? No, I think he's going to get more ridicule. But why are you not fighting Deontay Wilder? Why are you not taking $50 million up front? The guy said he would fight in your backyard with your parents watching and your daddy filming on a recorder. Why are you ducking this man?
Well,
wow.
Thank you for calling in, T-Dub. We needed that in the morning. That's the type of energy we need. We're going to go out to Skype. We got what looks like Solomon. Talk to me.
Solomon,
let's go. Solomon, yo. Let's go.
UK, baby, what's up?
You better be trying to duck me, son. Don't try to duck me, son. Hey, you guys are talking hella crud about AJ out here. Since that Povetkin fight, yeah, you guys have got me hot. All these UK guys out there, Rob, your UK co-host, he needs to turn up on you, man. You men are forgetting the facts. Have I got to turn up or should I chill out?
Did you not hear us after the Povetkin fight saying that we were impressed by AJ?
I heard you lot dishing out stuff. You guys are talking like AJ's the B-side. I don't know what's going on.
I mean, if the Fury Wilder do 800 buys, he might be the B-side from now on.
Fury, bro, let's talk about, do you want to talk about Fury? What do you want to talk about? Because there's so many things you can dissect, yeah, that can help you understand what's going on right now. Because you guys are deluded.
Well, the main thing is, if AJ fights in China, will he be a pay-per-view, well, a global star?
If AJ fights in China, what about if Deontay Wilder doesn't even, what if Deontay Wilder goes 12 rounds with Tyson Fury? Then you guys are in trouble. What about the fact that why no one in the top 10?
Why would we be in trouble?
How comes Ortiz? Ortiz is like,
why would we be in trouble if he goes 12 rounds? All he's got
one question at a time.
Because he's going to, like, what did Fury say? Fury said he's going to punch a nut in.
But as long as he wins, it don't matter.
But, bro, Fury just had 2 fights in 3 years, yeah? Look who he's fought.
Okay,
what's
so
he done
that
before that?
So that means Wilder will win, right?
So you are going, you are saying, yeah, that Wilder and Fury, that fight is going to determine who's the number one. Come on, guys, you guys can't be serious.
Who said that? Who said that?
I've heard so much stuff.
Let me ask you a question. Wait a minute. Let me ask you a question. Are you just pulling comments that you see, like, in the internet?
I've got knowledge on it all. Whatever you want to talk about.
I'm asking you a question. Are you airing out comments that you see on the internet, or are you speaking about comments specifically?
Freely of what I've heard since the Povetkin fight.
My friend, you have to listen, all right? Don't aggravate me in the morning. Listen, because you're saying words loosely, and we want to be clear. Now, are you airing out comments that you've seen throughout the internet, on all forms of social media, or are you saying you're addressing things that me and my co-hosts have said, because then I want to pay attention? Because the shit you're saying, I do not remember saying.
I mean, to be fair to him, Wilder and Fury have both said that they're fighting for the number one spot.
It wouldn't matter. Again, so then say that you're addressing Wilder and Fury saying that shit. Don't say you lot have been saying that this, the winner of this fight is number one. I never said that shit.
Yeah, true.
So, you know, come on here and talk correct.
You guys will get smoked. I've got fire for you guys.
You ain't got no fucking fire. I just distinguished your little whack ass because you don't even know how to speak properly. You need to define what it is you're saying. You can't just fucking categorize and group everybody
seconds.
In. I'm not in your fucking group. The only thing I want is for the winner to fight Joshua. I never said the winner is number one.
You guys are trying to talk, though, like Joshua Shuka Wilder. It's like, well, what's Wilder done? I know it's the same old facts, but you're trying to talk the same old roach about AJ.
Again, you're using a
Dillian White's got a better resume than Deontay Wilder. What are you saying? He's not kind of like Ortiz is the boogeyman. Ortiz is one man. One man.
One man that one man that Eddie Hearn signed strategically not to face Joshua, right? Laugh at that. Laugh at that. Why Eddie signed him to a three-fight deal but made sure he didn't get Joshua?
All right, so why did you just sign Usyk?
No. I'm not even fucking done. I'm not even.
Can you sign Usyk? Did you just bring a cruiserweight?
A cruiserweight. Come on, bro. This is the diet the AJ protectors like to give AJ.
He said a cruiserweight, man.
This is the shit they talk about. Get the fuck out of here, dog. You're a bum. You got no debating skills, especially when you protect an AJ. You want to talk about we making it seem like AJ's scared? Well, who the fuck accepted a flat fee that's never been heard of? Go through all the history books. Find me another flat fee for a super fight. You can't. Fuck out of here. Who the fuck is talking about Dillian White next? Is it us or is it your man?
The fuck? Y'all seen the poll? It had Wilder. You got it. It had Fury. You got it. It had White at like 5%.
The fucking heavyweight's a fucking clown. Okay? He's a fucking clown. And I tell him to his face, I would never get in the ring and say who you want me to fight when the whole fucking world know who the motherfucker. We don't know. He don't know the answer to that shit? Why are you asking me who I want you to fight? We don't know? Then you put out a poll and it still tell you the fucking answer. It still say the answer, but so you know what you do next? Oh, well, fuck it then. Since you want me to fight this guy, now he's got to sign to fight me before he finds out what happens with his fight. Let's put some mental pressure on him. Let's fuck up his whole thing. The fuck out of here. You guys are delusional, man. Straight delusional.
Where you at, Solomon? Where you at, baby? Defend your man.
Nah, and yo, I told Akin Barak, like, yo, y'all over here talking about we got the best heavyweight. Don't get signed to a deal and be fucking fake.
Nah.
And Barak was like, yo, I ain't say that. I told him to his face. Wilder's still out there. Like, what the fuck? Ain't no best because he doing better financially because he got a fucking promoter that set a plan in play. We want to see the best fight the best. You know how many people thought Manny Pacquiao was better than Floyd? We had to have this argument for years. The same motherfucking group of us was arguing the same other group. It ain't no fucking different. We gonna see you at the finish line, motherfuckers. It's that simple. First. When your man fights my man, it's that simple. You call me biased, you biased too. You calling in here to defend him. I'm defending my man. Let's see.
And tell him if Let's you really want to fight.
One dude older though. One dude's older, the other one's younger, though, right? So what are you waiting for? He want him to get older? Like Canelo did Triple G? Older?
Why are you waiting?
You know what I'm saying? Get the fuck out of here, bro. I hope Deontay don't fight him. I promise you, I hope God blesses Deontay with 1 million pay-per-views. So just go on his own fucking way. Go fight everybody he need to fight. So it could be exactly like Mayweather-Pacquiao, where they both was pay-per-view stars doing a million, 900, 875. And they met when they had to meet. Right now, man, these dudes got plans. And I'm using air quotes, plans.
Joshua
want to be a billionaire. And I got plans. And if Deontay walk, man, get the fuck out of here.
I just hate
the bias, bro, because when Floyd offered Manny $40 million, which is still almost three times what Joshua offered fucking Wilder, the world stopped. That shit literally stopped. Everybody was reporting on how much of an asshole Floyd is. But now all of a sudden, no one's an asshole when you offer him $15 million, and Deontay's a racist for saying that's a slave contract. Getting chicken thrown at him. He a racist, but he get chicken thrown at him.
Come allegedly.
On, fuck, a black man gets chicken thrown at him, but he gets called racist.
Allegedly. Real quick, man, we got a super chat from Jack Killsby, a fucking hater, but got to read it because he spent his good money. Bet Ness can't wait to get Wilder his post-sparring rub down in camp while Mike holds his spit bucket. Ha, ha, ha.
And y'all going to be asking for the video, though. Ness, where that camp life at? With that camp life, trying to dissect how small his calves is. Like, oh, he's going to lose to Joshua because his calves are too small.
That's how pathetic y'all are.
Man, hell yeah, they said. They talk about everything, dog. They talk about everything except the fight, man. It's hilarious, but I love it. I love it because I keep telling you, I've been here before. Danny Garcia Khan.
Mm-hmm.
They was out here fucking like they had rabies. and then that shit fizzled with that left hook.
Earl Brooke, goddamn it, Earl Spence.
And look, and you see, this the thing, right? I took my shit on the chin. When Kell Brook came over here and he fought Sean Porter, I picked Porter. I lost. What's my only complaint? Kell Brook held a lot. Did I ever discredit him? No. I say that he beat motherfucking Sean Porter better than Thurman in a way. It's an argument because he took less punishment. Mm-hmm. But Thurman's fight was better looking because he wasn't holding.
More excitement.
So all I'm saying is when I had to swallow the fact that my pick was wrong, when I was doing my nationalism, you know what I'm saying? And Sean Porter lost, you ain't hear me calling Kell Brook nothing but what he was. He got a good win. And I had to swallow. I couldn't say nothing else after that. Because until that point, I was ripping his resume apart. Ripping it apart. You know what I'm saying? So they got one. But then Earl came and got that back for me. Let me get that. You know what I'm saying? Even little Caleb Truex took it from DeGale. Like, stop
Damn.
It.
Damn. Oh, my stop. God. You brought that up. Ooh, we did.
Stop it. Like, they don't want to make it about that. But anyway,
yeah, man,
like,
you
had some shit to say. I went into rant mode and shit.
No, I'm just saying the only person that they can really brag about is Sam beating Polly. Sam beat Polly. Yeah, he beat Polly with a body
at
shot.
At the very end of his career. That's what they're trying to do.
I'm fucking with
him. They're trying to do the Wilder. Somebody Google his name. How old is Wilder at this point?
33. Well, he turned 33 this year.
Oh, he's still young. They're going to wait till he's 38. How many more years was that? Is that going to be the seven, the lucky number, Mayweather-Pacquiao negotiations? When he 38, he'll be seven. It'd be 7 years of him and Joshua failing to negotiate.
It's going to be something, man, because at the rate it's going, Eddie Hearn keeps saying that he sent offers back over, but he's not saying that he sent a percentage over. He's saying he sent an improved offer, which tells me he probably bumped up the money.
Eddie can't duck me. These other dudes got to play games. You know what I'm saying? Respect to the ones that's not. You know what I'm saying? But there's plenty of dudes out here playing games, asking Eddie to bullshit. You know what I'm
saying? We all know, like, don't the fucking
no approved offer, because you know they ain't trying to hear that shit. You better send the right offer. Let me get to these callers, though.
Already.
We went to Solomon. Did he ever speak? Oh, we did.
Yeah, Solomon was the guy that just gave you shit.
Solomon, you got anything you want to say? I muted you a few times. Because you talk too much. And you ain't got
Go ahead and finish it, homie.
What?
Yo. Yeah, I'm still.
Okay,
you ain't got no facts, man.
I got bare facts. What are you talking about?
Bareback mountain facts from AJ.
You got bareback mountain facts.
Nah, man. Look, yeah, I'm not even on this Patriot stuff. I ain't trying to be biased on that. Errol Spence, yeah, he's other than AJ and that, he's my favorite, innit? Yeah, when he come and he duffs.
Of course
stuff,
he's your favorite.
He is. No, Spence is the man, innit? No one's really fucking with Spence. I don't care, innit, yeah? After Spence, I like Billy Joe, and then it's the heavyweights. But I'm just trying to tell you, yeah? I'm not really trying to get on this AJ Wilder thing. It's because of your callers. You need to start vetting your callers that you let on the show, bro.
Whatever,
you're making
bro.
It too biased.
Nah, you UK lot need to call in and defend your boy. This is a call-in show.
I'm calling in, bro. I'm calling in, and then you
but
mute me.
You saying it's too biased.
Giving us the three bells. Ding, ding, ding.
Nah, you get 3 minutes. Listen, first of all, for you to even bring that up when I'm coming back to you and giving you more time and have not even put the clock on. You see what I'm saying?
Like, it's because I'm giving you fire next.
Nah, y'all selective. Y'all selective.
You just got red, bro.
No, y'all selective. Y'all selective, homie. Y'all selective. The same way y'all selective in picking AJ's opponents. You know what I'm saying?
All right, but can you honestly say, though, that, like, I'm not saying if Wilder and AJ fight, yeah, it's a 50-50. But I don't know if Wilder's power is going to knock out AJ. I think AJ will get back
Yo,
up.
Yo, 39-year-old fucking Povetkin wobbled him around the ring. Stop it. You know you're scared.
Right, but,
scared right now.
What happened with Ortiz? What happened with Ortiz?
Damn,
Price dropped him in sparring.
You know what happened with Ortiz?
Danny Dubois dropped him in sparring.
You know what happened with Ortiz? You seen
Coley dropped him in sparring.
You seen Ortiz take fucking Wilder to the depths of hell and back. And you was like, oh, shit, I didn't believe he could make it back from that. There's no way Joshua could beat him now.
No, 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 bro. When I saw the Ortiz fight, yeah, I saw the referee give you man extra time after the bell and the new round started. Your man was shaking.
It wasn't the referee. It was the doctor.
Yo, don't worry. Don't worry. In the UK, a 9 is a 10 count, and the ref won't be having Deontay Wilder in his favor. Don't worry. The fight's happening.
Or they'll jump in and save him like from like attacking him. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, attack him, done. Let's just call it a fight. Yeah, he beat him already.
You had a caller yesterday, yeah, that said, oh, if Wilder beats Fury twice, if he beats Fury twice and he's got Ortiz on his resume, he's definitely the A side. Like, bruv, this is what I mean about vetting your callers. What is he actually talking about? What is he talking about?
Doggy.
That doesn't make no sense.
Doggy, this is the voice of the people. They have the right to voice their opinion like you are voicing your opinion.
But this is what gets me, this is what gets us passionate and gets us mad, because it's like people are talking absolute rubbish, bruv. And you know it's rubbish, but you allow it.
No, rubbish is acting like Takam was a good win.
All right. So tell me two people that Wilder's beat that were better than a Dillian White or a Brazil. Or a Takam.
Dillian White at 14-0. Come on, man. Let me get to some other callers. I just wanted to give you some get back.
You see this?
I'm just saying.
Let me go to the next caller.
But didn't I just kill you, Solomon? I just killed you by saying that. Like, that's what you're doing. That's what you're doing. You're bringing up a fight that AJ had when he was 14-0. That's hilarious.
But bro, your man's 40-0. And he's fought one guy at the top 10.
Man, rounds. Can we be serious, though, about the whole thing, though, bro?
According to
by itself, this is not the ranking.
The guy that AJ fought last was Povetkin, right?
Yeah.
Right? Wilder was supposed to go fight Povetkin over in Russia, but the motherfucker was so scared he got doped up. He got dope. He said, "Man, look here, that nigga coming from America, give me all the dope.
I want everything."
Hold on. I ain't done yet, bro. What about Parker? Parker was supposed to fight Wilder. He came down to Alabama and
look, he's talking.
He was like, "Nah, bro, I can't handle that power. Let me go ring and get this paycheck from AJ."
Yeah, do you remember Povetkin got compensation from Wilder because of their fight when they were supposed to have a few years ago?
No, Wilder won first, then it got reversed, then Povetkin won.
Yeah, you know
and
what?
Now it's back in litigation. Now it's back in litigation.
Povetkin, he could have fought.
And let's talk about the fucking WBA. With Ortiz.
Yeah.
The WBA dropped Ortiz out of the rankings when he got popped for high blood pressure. But the same organization left Povetkin in the rankings when he got popped for that shit with a Wilder. So that goes to tell me that they didn't want him to fight Ortiz because they feel like he probably had a good chance of beating.
You're just doing what Ness says I'm doing. You're deflecting. You didn't answer my question.
I'm not deflecting, bro. I'm giving you facts, though.
No.
You're saying Wilder hasn't fought anybody, but the people that AJ fought, Wilder was supposed to fight.
Solomon, let us move on. You got minutes. Cool, 30 man. Minutes saying nothing.
No worries.
Javier, talk to me. Javier, go on one.
Oh, shit, my bad, bro. Y'all niggas over there yelling. I couldn't hear shit. God damn, man. Y'all on that bullshit. That nigga had about a 20-minute call, man. Y'all, that's fucked up. Y'all get them British niggas everything they goddamn ass for. That's fucked up. America, we get
got motherfucking British people hating on us. Then we got Americans calling and telling we getting British motherfuckers too much time.
Say what, Mike?
I said we got the British people calling in hating. Then we got the Americans saying, "Hey man, y'all getting these goddamn British niggas too much time." I feel you.
They had everything, bro. Damn, they own the country for a while, nigga. We fought and got that shit back. Now these niggas want a goddamn 20-minute call, bro.
This nigga brought the fucking Revolutionary War in this motherfucker. Boy, you a fool?
Yeah, I'm bringing that bitch back up, goddamn, because America been winning. Fuck them niggas. That's how I feel about the British right now. Fuck all of them. How about that shit, man? We over here goddamn talking about AJ finna fight Yao Ming and shit, bro. Don't nobody want to fucking hear about that shit, bro. Ah, damn, bro. This man just doing everything. Talking about even be global fighting Yao Ming, man. Don't nobody want to care about Yao Ming, bro. We over here, bro. We in America. We waiting on you. He talking about all that bullshit over there, bro. We ain't talking about no China, nigga. We ain't no Chinese heavyweight champion. Have we ever had a Chinese heavyweight champion?
Nah, I don't think so, homie. All
right, bro. Thank you. So, fuck we over there for then. Ain't shit over there for us, nigga. China ain't never won shit when you think about it, nigga, except for ping pong. Why is we worried about China right now, bro? Damn. That's what I'm talking about. Y'all got me heated right now. That's crazy. What? Brother had a 20-minute call talking about some bullshit, bro. God damn. He didn't bring up how Dillian White stunned goddamn AJ. AJ got the stiff legs like goddamn Bambi in that motherfucker. We don't want to talk about that, though. We just overlooked that shit. Like, AJ went in that stiff-legged for a little bit. God, shit. This shit crazy. England be looking over the craziest shit, bro. They probably still think they goddamn own America. They think they won the Revolutionary War. No, nigga, y'all lost that too, bro. Stop it.
God. Hey man, my guy Rob from the UK said, you don't know what you're talking about. He loved the UK.
Man, fuck good. Tell Rob, I said, tell AJ come get this work, man. We ain't talk. We don't want to fight. We don't want to see y'all mean. We don't want to see that shit. We don't care about y'all mean. You know what? You know who his best fight? You know his best name on his resume is? Y'all gonna remember this name. Goddamn Curtis Harper. That's his best name on his resume. That's the best name on Yao Ming's resume. Curtis Harper. Nigga who walked out on FA. That's his best name. That's crazy. Come on now. Why is we even bringing this nigga up? Why is he in the discussion? I don't get it.
It was part of the story, man. Part of the narrative, man. They're trying to make AJ a global brand.
Hey, no, nah, nigga, take that bell away. You just gave that nigga 35 minutes. No, take that motherfucking bell off. We ain't doing that. No, don't be racist over here. You give it goddamn the English 20 minutes, goddamn nigga in America can't even get a good three. That's craziness. You like real shady. I think you fucking with them over there, bro.
Boy. I ain't never seen you act like this before.
That's crazy, Ness. You know me and Deontay got that Alabama connection, bro. I'm going to have to talk to him, tell him, I think you fucking with the English on the low, bro. That's crazy. You and goddamn Eddie Hearn was having that good little conversation. Y'all niggas is getting tight over there. You and Rob, nigga, you be looking for Rob. That's crazy, Ness. I see what's going on, bro. You on their side, ain't it? That's what we doing?
Ah, he quiet now, man. He don't want. He ain't want to talk to you. He'll talk to the British motherfucker, but he won't talk to American. I feel you, bro.
I'm fucking with you. You acting up, man. Hey, I got my tickets already set for LA too, bro. So it's showtime. I'm ready. I'm out there.
Yeah, me too. We in there.
I'm fucking with it. Let's get it going.
Let's see if some UK people gonna show up.
Nah, they ain't.
They always quick to say, "Come to the UK, Ness."
Man, we in LA, nigga. We ride. I'm coming from Alabama to LA. I'm ready. It's showtime. I'm ready to see Deontay get this work in. Shit. I'm ready to see them press conferences. I know y'all remember that press conference with Stavern, man. That shit. That second press conference was the funniest press conference I've ever seen in my life. When you watch it back, that nigga Stavern said, "I'm gonna kill you in the ring. I don't care if you die." Burn down.
Got his ass work, boy. Hey, that's the one thing that I hate, man. Motherfuckers talk all that shit, like Spike O'Sullivan, Bermain Stavern, and get their ass in the ring and just get demolished.
Are you calling Spike O'Sullivan? You thinking of Spielka?
Not about Spike, man. I'm talking about Spike because Spike was talking shit to Lemieux. Oh, that first round.
Most of the shows talking about for sale only used 3 minutes.
What, he did that for real?
Yeah, he put his fight night shorts on sale talking about only worn 3 minutes.
You look like a mule kicked him after Lemieux hit him. That's crazy. Spike.
I told y'all about Spike, man. Like, I don't see how Spike got out of that motherfucking pub, but he lost to Chris Eubank Jr. and Billy Joe Saunders. Come on, man. Fuck out of here.
Hey, man, you know, over there in the UK, nigga, they everybody, you can get your ass knocked out. You still the greatest. Shit. They still think, what's the name of the championship? David Price. They still thinking he got it.
You just gonna bogart the phone lines and shit.
That's what he's doing, but he ain't lying though. Everybody, for some reason, everybody think
yo, that's crazy. Yo, that's fucked up. You leaving an American on hold is all I'm saying. All
right, bro. He got it, bro. He get it to him, man. Fuck it. But I fuck with you. I fuck with you.
Man, great call, baby. Great call, man.
You talk to me in Cincinnati. What up?
Javier, man. Shout out to Javier.
Javier, crazy. That was good in the morning. I'm happy now.
Me too. Me too.
That's a good morning show. Anthony, what up? Don't make me look like a liar. Maybe it's not Anthony. Who's this? Oh, it ain't. It's Akon. I seen the AE and automatically don't Anthony Edwards, but it's Akon. What's up? I'm sorry.
Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear. How you doing, brother?
Good, man. I'm good.
Oh, shit. Yo, Javier, really?
Man. He about to get mad. Nigga,
British. I'm no American.
He's British in this motherfucker.
Oh, shit. It's over. I just pushed an American. I put an American on hold for a British dude. It's over.
Javier, he's going away. Mike, I've got something for you still.
Let's go get it, guru. How you doing this morning? First off, how your morning going? Doing good?
Good.
Thank you for listening. Now let's go and get into it.
Yeah, Mike, the other day, I think it was yesterday's show, you said Wilder doing a two-way rematch is good business. You remember that?
Yeah. If you're a champion let me address it real quick, bro. One second. If you're a champion and you're doing a voluntary, you should always have a rematch clause in your contract. Go ahead.
Yeah. But a two-way. Wilder being the A side in that fight, everyone knows whether you're UK based, you're US based, everyone knows Wilder's the A side in that fight. Now, It's not normal for the A side to get to do a voluntary rematch. That's not good business.
We don't know if that's true yet. We've only heard
based on a it's not true.
This is what I'll say, right? I'm gonna ask Wilder about it. But I think that maybe Fury went into it like this, right? And if you're Fury, you go into it like this.
Definitely.
You're like, look, you can't solidify that big fight that you want. Joshua's not going to fight you. He's not going to fight me. I still feel I'm the lineal champ. I never lost my belts. I was wrongfully stripped. Give me a rematch clause. That's probably how Fury went into his negotiation. Like, you want me to fight you? You want me to give you the credibility you need for your fucking resume? This is what I need. It's no different than any other contract. It's like if you call me, you say, Ness, I want to hire you to do a show for me. I'm going to tell you what I need. I'm not paying my flight to the UK. That's part of the rider.
I understand that completely. But then at the same time, for Fury, amazing business. Absolutely amazing business.
But for Wilder, listen, Akon, for Wilder, it's amazing business too because he could not solidify a big fight. No one thought, no one in their mother thought Wilder would be talked about in a pay-per-view that's actually happening. We thought he needed Joshua. You know it, and I know it. This even came as a surprise to me.
Me too. So,
yeah, no, 100%. I do agree with that. I personally, I'm glad, I do hope Wilder doesn't, in my opinion, start these negotiations with AJ. Now, obviously, we're the UK fans. Yeah, you guys call us Team AJ, whatever. I hope he does it. Main reason being that if Wilder does do good pay-per-view numbers, he can come back to the table and say, I want 50-50. Pay-per-view numbers in the USA are better than pay-per-view numbers in... doing good pay-per-view numbers in the USA is higher value than doing good numbers in the UK. But I do think it is a risk. That fight is a risk. And I do think both fighters do need to stop talking about AJ because I do think that this whole fight, December 1st, has been tactically done around AJ's name. And for me,
yeah, but that's just a narrative, my friend, because if you go back to this quote, that's just a narrative that Eddie Hearn is trying to paint for you guys. Remember?
No, I'm not talking about Eddie Hearn.
No, you may not be talking about Eddie. You may not be talking about Eddie, but remember the whole Wilder Fury talk was chalked up as Fury just trying to drum up ticket sales for the Sepha Safari fight. Remember?
The Pinata fight.
Everybody's like, oh no, he's not really gonna fight Wilder. Fighting up Francesco Pinata and fighting Sepha Fafari, he's gonna fight Wilder. No, they're just trying to get tickets. Frank Warren's trying to get tickets. So, like, now the fight's really happening. So, like, I mean, we need to leave that narrative alone.
But I'm not talking about the narrative, I'm talking about the fact that day before or the day of AJ's fight, they released a date of this, the day of the fight. That wasn't released prior.
That doesn't mean anything. Listen, that's part of history. History just repeats itself. Didn't Floyd Mayweather announce McGregor right before Canelo Alvarez did his pay-per-view with Gennady Golovkin the first time?
Yeah.
It's it's all about business. It's never personal.
And if you really wanted to ring on the parade, you would have did the press conference last week.
Yeah, you should. He should have did it. Akon, if he really wanted to rain on the parade, he would have went to fucking Wilder Joshua's fight. And every videographer that put a camera in his face, he said, "Yeah, now we're gonna announce our fight next week. I'm actually here because we're gonna announce our fight next week. We're gonna announce our fight Monday, and just repeat it over and over until every fucking YouTuber and every publication is saying that." And he did
it. He's past that.
Cause he's trying to make his own without them.
I wish him all the best of luck. To be fair, we all just all want to see this fight. People in the UK aren't tired of Joshua fighting White. No one wants to see the White fight.
Let you go before Javier gets on me and no longer is a longtime caller for saying that I'm giving all the UK guys a lot of time. I did give you more, like I gave Javier. I guess everybody got a little extra today. We're not going to keep this going too long, Mike. NesGTO, Instagram and Twitter. I'm out.
Gross 1911 on IG. Peace out.
Do say, ladies and gents.